Random House Audio presents The Ecstasy of Influence by Jonathan Lethem. Read for you by Jonathan Lethem and Mark Deakins.
Hi, this is Jonathan Lethem, and I'm here today to read some of the audio book of The Ecstasy of Influence. I'm going to begin with the preface and read several of the most important sections of the book from a personal standpoint, but I'm not reading the whole book to you. I'm instead leaving the preponderance of it in the hands of my favorite of my audiobook readers, Mark Deakins, who's much more qualified than I am to do long stretches of vast, complicated prose and in an intriguing and charming style. I'm not as good a reader of my own work as Mark is by half. So you'll hear a bit from me, and then you'll hear quite a lot from Mark, and then at some point you'll hear a little bit from me again if you stay with this whole thing. Thanks very much for listening. The book begins with three epigraphs from other writers. The first one is from Friedrich Nietzsche, from his book Human, All Too Human. The artist's sense of truth. Regarding truths, the artist has a weaker morality than the thinker. He definitely does not want to be deprived of the splendid and profound interpretations of life, and he resists sober, simple methods and results. Apparently, he fights for the higher dignity and significance of man. In truth, he does not want to give up the most effective presuppositions of his art, the fantastic, mythical, uncertain, extreme, the sense of the symbolic, the overestimation of the person, the faith in some miraculous element in the genius. Thus, he considers the continued existence of his kind of creation more important than scientific devotion to the truth.